Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, stilts, the largest mask, and a body fell out of a hearse. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
There was Herbie the Love Bug. Then came Herbie Rides Again. Herbie Goes Bananas. Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo. And Herbie Fully Loaded. Finally, after years of waiting, Fistway Productions presents the new Herbie movie. It's Herbie the Love Hummer.
Honey, have you seen Herbie?
No. Isn't he in the garage?
Nope. Maybe someone stole him.
Or maybe he's parked outside the gay bar again, or down at Pickle Park.
Uh-oh.
Herbie's back, only this time he's different. He's running on alternative fuel, living an alternative lifestyle, and driving on the other side of the road.
Hey, the horn blows. How about the driver?
I don't know about the driver, but I do.
It's Herbie the Love Hummer. Herbie's hitting on all cylinders, and he's hitting on all the other cars.
Hey, how would you like to be my boy toy, Oda?
Whoa, pal, check out my engine. I'm a straight six.
Whoops, sorry. I'm looking for a Ford Probe anyway.
Hey, what's that roll bar for, Herbie?
Because you never know. If you buy me a gallon of ethanol, I might just roll over.
He especially has an eye for monster trucks.
Ooh, look at Bigfoot. You know what they say, the bigger the feet, the bigger the dipstick.
Hey, Herbie, is it true you did a movie with Liza Minnelli?
Oh, yeah, and I had her ex-husband, Peter Allen, inside me.
Oh, shut up.
It's true. It was an accident. He banged out my back door.
Oh, I bet he did. Bitch.
Herbie's back and as unpredictable as ever. He loves to slam on his brakes unexpectedly.
Hey, what's the guy got to do to get rear-ended around here?
Don't miss the newest Herbie movie from Fistway Productions. It's Herbie the Love Hummer. Herbie the Love Hummer from the same people who brought you the hit television show Queer Eye for the Hyundai. Herbie the Love Hummer, opening soon at a theater near you.
I'm here, I'm queer, and I am in gear. Hey, don't blow a gasket, buddy.
Let me do it for you.
Coming soon, Herbie does Dallas, and Austin, and Dakota, and Steve, and Bill, and Mike, and Jerry.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Galsman here for Christy Lee.
Hello.
Christy is on strike, and we're trying to meet all her demands.
Well, she's out there. Did anybody bring her a hot chocolate?
She looks pretty cold out there.
Yeah.
With a sign, Tom Unfair.
Right. That's right.
We're seeing what we can do.
Well, she demands that she can be. She wants to be taller, and I said, I really
look,
can't do that.
Right. She said, well,
you can wear stilts, I guess.
You don't have a problem with that. You told her clearly. We do
and
not
you
have
know I love stilts.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that, Ollie?
I did.
I love stilts.
Have
you ever talked to a guy that water skis on stilts?
You did.
Yes. How cool is that?
Crap. Have you ever been on stilts?
Of course.
You
now not the painting stilts, the actual.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When I was a kid, we had a pair of red stilts.
Really?
Yes.
Red stilts sounds like a vaudeville comedian.
We had, in fact, we had.
I'm Red Stilts. How are you?
I've never seen Red Stilts.
Hey, I'm way up here.
Welcome to the show.
You know, it's funnier when I address you from on high.
And then the knockoff Dick Stilts, the porno guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the stilt? Oh, dear God.
Well, he had to be up on stilts because he'd be dragged.
Yes, it was just Dick Stilt.
We had two pairs of stilts when I was a kid.
Can you explain why you think that's cool?
Stilts are fun. I loved them.
I
did you fall in them?
Oh, this is from
you must have.
This is from last year, just totally random. Ready?
Yeah. God, I love stilts.
They're fun.
You just said that just now too.
You're out of your mind.
No, we had this. They were metal. One of the pairs was metal, and there was a screw on it, and you could move the the foot peg up and down, so you could be higher or lower.
That means they were adjustable.
They were adjustable stilts.
Chick, could you imagine if footage of an unseen Andy Griffith episode came out where someone was standing on stilts, spinning plates, and a young Eric Clapton was playing guitar in the background?
God, I'd explode.
You lose your mind.
I would explode. Yeah, I love stilts. They're fun. You object to stilts for some reason?
I don't object to them. I just don't see any need for them ever, other than if you're in construction and you're trying to hang drywall or something up high and you don't want to
keep
climbing up and down.
Those stilts are strapped to your leg. You don't have the big things under your arms.
You sound kind of like the Terminator when you're walking. No, not the Terminator. RoboCop.
Those are cool, too.
Click around.
Just saw a guy in a pair of those the other day.
Those are cool, too.
See, now, I can't tell you the last time I saw a guy on those kind of stilts.
Well, we were doing some drywalling work at my place.
You just walked into a construction site, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you fellas doing?
Hey, how's it going?
This guy up there.
Hey.
How's it going?
Sir, you can't be in
here. Have you ever walked on to a construction site and just started offering...
One of those dudes?
I know you have.
Back so what you got here is...
What are you doing that for? You know, you need to butter that tile before you put it back up there. You know that.
That's supposed to be a window. Don't brick it over. Said that to a guy. Can you grab that?
Hell yeah. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Did you see them Oscars last night?
Yeah, I guess what Will Smith punched Chris Rock in the face.
He slapped him. Everybody's talking about it. He slaps Chris Rock, and then he wins a trophy and gives a speech about being a vessel for love and forgiveness. When the only one I seen turn the other cheek was Chris Rock on stage.
Yeah.
Swear to God. All over a stupid joke. I'll tell you what the joke is. Didn't Will Smith play Ali?
Yeah.
Well, he slaps like Ali, too. Alicia Keys. I swear to God. Say it right to his face. You'd think after playing Richard Williams for the last year, he'd have a better forehand. Hey, Will, I want to see you try it next year when Steven Seagal or Jason Mimosa hosts. You'll be walking a green mile back to your seat. I'm going to go.
Thank you, Donnie. Once again, in case you missed it, during the Oscar celebration, ceremony, whatever you want to call it, Chris Rock made a joke about the movie G.I. Jane, which is, 30 years old or something?
Came out in 97.
Suggesting that Jada Pinkett Smith looked like her because she'd shaven her head,
and she
which she's done before.
Has a health issue, apparently, regarding her hair.
Yeah, there's a chance Rock didn't know that, I guess. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And to be fair, she pulls it off great. She looks incredible.
She's always looked amazing.
You know, it's you don't think of someone that's attractive.
But, take a joke.
Exactly.
Take a joke. Calm down.
This is where it was heading anyway, that comedians were, a physical assault was going to happen. This is where things have been leading.
But Ricky Gervais
that people can't
never
take
got
jokes.
Yeah.
Touched, which is kind of weird.
Well, he didn't make a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith.
It's the best thing that's happened at the Oscar ceremony in years. People are talking about it, which they wouldn't be because it's so boring.
I don't really care, but the one thing I know, Chris Rock's going to do a special in the next year, and that joke will be funnier than anything we're seeing on Twitter today, anything we're going to say today. I can't wait to see what he has to say.
Congratulations to him for handling it.
Absolute,
so well.
Total pro.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Okay, well, now, are we done with sports?
No, Tom, we're not.
Stupid world record.
Please pay attention. Is everyone ready? Two companies in China have created the world's largest surgical face mask.
How big is it?
Guinness, the title was achieved by Motex.
Of course, they make the first motorized tampon.
Motorized!
Motex Healthcare.
These will fit in.
Motex, Cotex, Holiday Inn.
And Center Healthcare Technology Company Limited, a surgical face mask that measured 27 feet 3 inches by 15 feet 9 inches.
Wow.
Is it for a dragon that's a surgeon?
They call it the Rick Ocasek.
That's a big nose.
A long face.
This is big enough for the Statue of Liberty.
You're talking about a stretch limo.
It's the size of a parachute. So what's the point of this?
Didn't they just cut a sheet or something? I don't understand.
What is the point of this?
I don't.
They don't say?
Doesn't. Well, because they are saying that they've always been very sensitive to germs and spreading disease. And
boy, how quickly we've come from mask shortage to we've got enough material to make a stupid giant one.
Okay, here's a picture of this thing. It just looks like a fly, a canvas fly you'd have at a picnic.
Oh,
it's a blue sheet.
It looks like one of those big kind of net sheets that firefighters in cartoons use to stop people from jumping out of buildings.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Kids can play the parachute game in gym class. You always had to do that.
I always loved that.
I hated that game.
Really? I would do it today. I loved it.
That's the most boring game in the world.
Oh, no way. You lift it up. You can see your friends for a second.
That's fun.
No, play dodgeball, you nerd.
And then you lift it up. You can run under it.
Mm-hmm. Just get us a basketball.
Red, go to yellow.
We'll play one-on-one for 30 minutes. And you're playing the sheet game.
It was very fun.
That's right.
You fairy.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, you heard me. You're a sprite. You're an elf. Oh, no.
He's going to Will Smith
him. Oh, he's going to punch him. He's going to Will Smith him.
He's going to smack me right in the face.
Okay,
sir. For a second there, you looked like.
I know, he was
going to
hit me.
I was going to hit you.
Is that sports?
Hot, yes.
Hey, Rocky. This is what you farted for.
Whatever you do,
sheets.
Always.
God, I love stills.
Be a good sport. Tom.
Well, I want to ask Mr. Godwin. Pat, I probably should have asked you this before, but
it's okay.
Don't you have a song about masks?
I got two. I got the one where
why don't you
do
the
one
with jokes. Do the one you can play.
Do the funny one. Do the funny one.
That was I can play both of them. One's about
you got hit from both sides on that. Do the one with jokes and do the one you can play.
Well, one you just did the other day, so you can choose. And one is about that lady I was flirting with at CVS who had the mask on, and I wonder what she looked like.
Oh, I love that one.
You can. You want to hear that one?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Here we go.
This is back in the day when you had to wear the mask all the time.
Exactly. I think that one makes me cry.
Your hair's blonde and your eyes are blue. I'm guessing the rest of you is pretty too. You wear that mask with such style and grace. I can't wait to see your face. Can't wait to see your face. There's a slight chance that I'm way off base. You could have a liver spotted gin blossom, hairy mole, pimple covered pizza face, or smile with lots of empty space, a mug only Picasso would trace. You could win a steeplechase, but I can't wait to see your face.
Very nice.
So pretty.
So true. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this.
It makes you think.
Yes. Pat, let me ask something. You had a very serious surgery in December.
Yeah, December 1st.
Have you ever seen that doctor's face?
My doctor?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
You have, okay. Mm-hmm. So he took his mask off and breathed all over you?
No. Dr. Graham Hall and I had a couple of meetings before that where I saw him without his mask on.
Really?
Okay.
Did you see Dr.
Did you see your heart doctor?
No.
Dr. Graham Hall.
You don't know what the...
I saw him for the first time 2 weeks ago. We took a photograph or something. I'd never seen his face. Seriously, I'm not kidding.
Did he look like what you thought he would look like?
No. He looked tremendously handsome. I'll tell you.
Sure.
I thought he'd look really weird.
Check. He realized that his doctor was attractive, so then he learned that he has value as a person.
Wow. And you know, he was not fat, of course.
No.
Very fat.
No, doctor's thin. Doctor's no better than that.
Yeah. Sorry, Chick, I thought you said Dr. Grandma, which would be a very funny sketch, I think, Dr. Grandma. I totally watched
it. Dr. Graham Hall.
Sorry.
Neurosurgeon. Oh. Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, race car driver?
He's so brilliant. Why are you still having issues?
I'm actually doing really good now. 2 weeks. I had some rough times, but it's good now.
No.
I'm lucky.
All healed up. Halsey is sitting in for Christy Lee, as we pointed out. And why don't we grab a quick news story? What have you got over there that's got you excited?
A dead body was ejected from a hearse during a 5-vehicle crash in New Jersey.
This is rough.
I'm excited about it, but ABC 7.
News on your side about dead bodies.
Oh, no. Reports that the body was being moved from a hospital to a funeral home when the crash occurred on Route 17 in Paramus. Police said another hearse arrived to pick up the body. It is unclear what caused the crash, but a horse trailer was also involved.
Oh, no.
Yes, you got a horse and a hearse.
But three people were hospitalized with moderate injuries.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
A horse?
A horse and a horse and a whore walk into a bar. it's just what? How weird was that?
Horse and a hearse, of course.
Of course.
Or a hearse and a horse, of course.
We got some bad news. Your loved one was re-killed this afternoon.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, how would you put that news? Yeah. Well, we've got good news and bad news.
Now, you were asking about the plug.
Chick mentioned, hey, when do they anally plug the old...
Yes, when they started. I think when they pick up the body from... as soon as the body is released by the Socko team,
they don't really do this, do they?
They put a plug in.
I don't think so.
Now, does that pop up like on a turkey when it's done being cremated?
They don't plug the anus of a corpse.
Yes, they do.
Why would they?
Yeah, they do. Because
they're screwing.
Is it more like a conventional BP that you could see at a sex shop?
I've been told it kind of screws in.
It kind of screws in. Yes.
No way it
looks
in.
Like
you
a,
had me until screwing
a wine stopper, and it has threads.
What?
Yeah.
But the anus doesn't have threads.
Well, no, but it can accommodate. Threads.
And by the way, you go righty tighty, juicy, lefty loosey, whatever.
I don't know.
So I asked, do they strap in those things?
Bodies.
Do they strap in the casket into the thing?
Well, there wouldn't have been a casket involved here, would there have been? Or that's what I'm asking. It was going from the hospital to the funeral home.
Yeah. Oh, yikes. That's even worse.
Yeah, may have just been on a gurney, a sheeted gurney.
Flew out of
it. Do you have to use a hearse to transport, or can any car that can swing it?
I think it has to be a hearse.
I don't know.
A licensed.
Remember we had the story about the guy that took the U-Haul?
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, remember that?
That's a fat person.
He rented a U-Haul. Rented a U-Haul, put his dad in the casket in the back and drove it across the
country. He's a great big fat person. He won't fit though.
So I got this letter. Gary writes, I drive a hearse.
Hi, Gary, the hearse driver.
The casket slides into the back of the hearse up to stops in the front.
Mm-hmm.
The stops in the back fit into holes in the floor to hold it in place. If you forget to put it in place, the casket can slide backwards and slam into the rear door. Then he writes, oopsie, Grandma.
Oopsie, Grandma.
Holy hell.
So, anyways, apparently the good news is... they'd already gotten the organs out of this guy that he donated.
Okay. So they weren't damaged.
Yeah, otherwise it would have been like one of those sales on scratch and dent organs. I'm guessing closed casket now then for the guy.
Well.
So I had assumed the body was in the casket, so the body was just loose.
We don't know.
In a body bag of a sort. Well, yeah. Wouldn't they seatbelt him in, I guess?
You would think so.
Okay, this article says, here's the good news. Oh, this is actually kind of funny.
Oh.
The horse is okay.
Oh, good, good.
It says police said the horse was taken out of the trailer and was eating grass in the side of the road until a new horse trailer was brought over. Well, that's nice. Okay. The horse is okay. What? The guy's still dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make that clear. Yikes. That's a rough day in the road.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
What was the horse doing on Highway 17 or whatever?
Well, getting to where he needed to go. Yeah. There's no reason to not have horses on the highway.
Off to the horse
there
show?
Is. They're slow.
Well, he was in a trailer.
He was in a trailer.
Right.
Yeah. And a truck was pulling a trailer, I'm sure.
Oh, the horse wasn't pulling a trailer?
Of course the horse wasn't pulling a trailer.
Was it an Amish?
Could have been Amish country.
They said they took him. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's live in your crazy world for a second.
I was coming back.
You do live in a crazy world.
No, I was coming back from your camp one time.
Yeah.
When I dropped you at camp.
Did you see the Amish folks?
and I decided to take the scenic route.
Was this the conversion camp?
No, this is. My buddies have a running joke about that.
They do.
It's very funny. Yeah.
It's a choice. It's a choice, Willie. It's up to you.
Willie was a great camp counselor, and but I remember one time I decided I'm not going to take the freeway.
I'm not going to take the freeway.
I'm going to take it a scenic route.
I'm going to go to back road.
31.
And I no, it was I took the back roads. And there was a guy in a buggy with a horse, and I'm in a two-lane thing, and this guy was passing another buggy.
Oh, okay.
As I'm approaching, thinking, uh-oh, you know, when you're in a car and there's a back, wait a minute. It was very, I just slammed the brake.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.